Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to say, that was pretty awesome right there.
It's Offsides with
Stop
Mark Ryan.
Stop breaking stuff.
Right here on ESPN Upstate. What is this little piece called, Lonzo?
It's a windscreen. It's a pop filter,
yeah,
whatever.
My windscreen on my microphone just went soaring across the room. It is great to be back here with you. Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Happy hump day to you, one and all. Before we get to the top three at three, our main man Steve has been hanging patiently on the line. By the way, Chris Phillips of the Spurs Up Show set to be joining us at 3:20 today. He's got some splaining to do, and I'll tell you why. Steve joins us right now on the line. Good afternoon, Steve. Thanks for the call, and thanks for hanging on. You're Offsides.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just had a couple of things that I believe South Carolina's turned around with Muschamp. I think the 4-3 defense
sure
has really been very good against Kentucky and Georgia. And I think Oletsky has kind of inspired the whole team. I think he's brought them together. And I believe he was hurt at Missouri. I saw nothing about being on the road at Georgia or playing against Alabama that the moment was too big for him. I think he was just hurt at Missouri. It was a bad loss. But I think the 4-3 has made the biggest difference.
No, and look, you know, Will Muschamp made that change because he wanted to get his most talented players on the field, right? And now he made the change to the 4-3. He's doing that. Will Muschamp is doing what he's needed to do. He's taking charge on the defensive side of the ball. And we were seeing him be way too passive earlier in the year. I always say this, Steve, if you can't honor what your reputation is, Will Muschamp's reputation is a defensive coach. If you can't have a good defense and you're a defensive coach, you're not going to be long for that position. And by switching from the 3-4 to the 4-3, by getting his most talented players on the field in that alignment, he is doing just that. The defense looks re-energized, reinvigorated. I believe Ryan Helinski has the it factor. That defense is forcing turnovers. And I'm not going to be one of these people that just says, well, Georgia turned the ball over four times. South Carolina forced those turnovers. Georgia forced no turnovers of their own. You win the turnover battle by plus four. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to win a heck of a lot of games. You're going to win a heck of a lot of games when you do that. Steve, I think you make a lot of great points. And Steve, I'm a Florida graduate. I'm not feeling overly confident about Saturday. Can you make me feel better about myself?
Well, a good friend of mine at work is a Florida alum, and a good friend of my son's is too. But I'm kind of hoping the defensive ends that are out might be the difference, and if we pull one out. But
you're not hoping that the Florida defensive ends that are out come back?
Well, no, I was just told that they weren't playing.
Yeah, they're not playing. No. Jabari Zuniga's out. Jonathan Grenard right now both look to be out. They're both NFL players. They're both all SEC players, and their backups are freshmen. So that is a huge advantage for South Carolina in this one.
Thanks so much.
Hey, you got it. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you very much for chiming in here on the show. Okay, it is time to get to one of our favorite segments. We call it the Top 3 at 3, and the Top 3 at 3 starts now.
Wait, did Mark Ryan just leave again? He left. I can't believe he's no longer in the room.
Go for it, Lonzo. The top three of three. What do you got? What do you got? Let's hear what you got for me today. All right, it's time to give you with number three, our top three, our top playoff picks for the week. Once a week, Lonzo and I give you the four teams that we believe will be standing at the end in the college football playoff. This is an ever-changing picture. It changes week by week by week. Last week, Georgia, in my opinion, eliminated themselves from contention. I think Georgia loses another game. So who are your four, Lonzo? Your four that ultimately will make the college football playoff.
All right. Ohio State, LSU, still going with LSU. I don't think Bama's going to make it. I know that's weird, but I'm going with LSU and going with Clemson, even though I don't want to, and going with Oklahoma. My fourth is always the one I'm concerned about, but I'm going with Oklahoma for now.
You're going with Clemson?
I'm still going with Clemson, yes, because I don't think Clemson's going to lose.
Wow. I don't think Clemson is going to lose either. I am with you on that completely. And I'll tell you what. The more I look at this, you know, I do too have LSU above Alabama right now. And I think the SEC is going to pick one another off. What Saturday told me about Oklahoma is that they're not as dominant as they've looked. They beat Texas by a touchdown. LSU beat Texas by a touchdown on the road, okay, which is a sizable difference. Oklahoma didn't look overly dominant to me, but who else is going to beat them on their schedule? You're going to have one representative from the Big Ten. Right now, Ohio State's number four, Wisconsin's number six. Those two teams may play each other twice. So I'm going to go with LSU and Clemson, Ohio State and Oklahoma. As my four, simply because I don't think anyone can beat Oklahoma the rest of the way. Ohio State's got a look, and the Big Ten has number seven Penn State up there too. The Big Ten is looking very, very dominant
these days.
By the way,
Michigan's still ranked, so but they're still ranked. It doesn't matter on the resume; they're still ranked. So that's three ranked teams that they're going to have to play at least, and then they'll have to play a ranked team when they play the Big Ten Championship.
The Big Ten Championship as well. Should there be an unbeaten from the Big Ten, they will get a berth. Clemson will be undefeated out of the ACC. They'll get a berth. Oklahoma will be undefeated out of the Big 12. They'll get a berth. There will be one berth left for the SEC. Who will it be? Who will be left standing? Believe it or not, I think Georgia loses again, but Florida and Georgia both are not out of this thing. You know, if either runs the table, wins the SEC championship game, and let me tell you, would I love a rematch with LSU? Would I love a chance to get them with our defensive ends playing away from Death Valley, away from that crazy atmosphere? Ed Ogeron said after the game that was the difference. You know, Florida, Georgia, they're still in it if they can run the table as well. But I'll say LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, and Oklahoma are your playoff four as of today. Next up, congratulations to the Washington Nationals on making it to the Major League Baseball World Series. They swept the Cardinals 4-0. My take on this is, how heartbroken are you as a Braves fan? You see, Washington had an 89% chance of losing the wild card game to Milwaukee. They were losing to Milwaukee 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. They found a way to win that game. They then beat the Braves in five and swept the St. Louis Cardinals. What does that tell you? That tells you if the Braves hadn't choked against St. Louis, that they would very likely be going to the World Series as of today. What a missed opportunity in Atlanta. You didn't even have to get through. You didn't even have to get through the LA Dodgers. The Washington Nationals took care of them for you. Unbelievable to me, the opportunity that the Atlanta Braves have missed over in the AL. Rained out is game four of the Yankees and the Astros coming up later today. Folks, I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, but I've been saying for years that Major League Baseball needs to be an indoor sport. This happens in no other sport. In football, occasionally, if you have really bad lightning or something like a tropical storm coming, it affects the game. But rain, never. All these rainouts, just, you know, you cannot have a postseason game that is not played because of rain. Incredibly disappointing. Garrett Cole has been the very best pitcher in all of baseball. He's 19-0 in his last 19 starts and is poised to sign this offseason the richest contract in the history of Major League Baseball. He could be looking at a deal approaching $40 million annually and has an ERA of 1.59 over his last 19 starts for the Astros. The problem for the Yankees is they're going to get Garrett Cole again. That's another win for the Astros. So the Astros, in my opinion, already have 3 wins in this series. They win one more. The Yankees are toast. And finally, has where you stand on Will Muschamp changed given Saturday's result? You see, lots of people are asking for apologies for Will Muschamp. Will Muschamp proved you wrong, so on and so forth. I was the guy saying a week ago today that South Carolina fans should expect to be where Georgia is a year from now. You see, you finished with a better record than the Bulldogs 3 times in the last decade, okay? And you finished higher than them in the polls 3 times in this decade. Why shouldn't you expect to be their equal? That's what I said a week ago. I got a lot of people laughing at me on social media. Who's laughing now? Who's laughing now? I was on point. South Carolina is a year ahead of schedule, and the Gamecocks are Georgia's superior today. So has where you stand on Will Muschamp changed? That's Will, spelled now as W-W-W-I-L-L-L. 3 W's and 3 L's. I'm not willing to say that my stance has changed. You got to do more than win one game to sway me. And my question to you as a follow-up is, was that game on Saturday just a blind squirrel finding a nut? Or was it actually sea-changing for Will Muschamp? Is that the win that turns the corner in his tenure there? Broke the streak of 11 consecutive losses to top 25 teams. Now they get the Gators, my Florida Gators, on Saturday in Williams-Brice. Those are today's top 3 at 3. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. You can get to us on Twitter, where our policy is if you're following us, we will get to your tweets live and on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at MARC, Ryan on Air. You can also email the show, which many of you have done, which I greatly appreciate. Mark Ryan, MARC Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Let's check on the text line here quickly before we get to break. Mark, glad you're back. Missed listening to you and Lonzo at work. Brian and Duncan. Brian, thank you. I would rather have Roseanne Singh take me out to the ball game on repeat for 3 hours than listen to Stephen A. Smith.
I can do that, by the way.
Clay C. says gallbladder attacks are pure hell. Yes, they are, Clay C. I can 100% confirm that. I'm also glad both of you are back, a texter says. Appreciate that. Why hasn't your show been on the radio the past 2 days? I don't want to hear anything Stephen A. Smith has to say. Any word on Helinski's injury? He's going to play. He is not expected to be 100% is the latest. And FYI, a texter says, Bama will throttle LSU. I don't think LSU's capable of being throttled this year. I really don't. For those of you just tuning in who may not have heard at the beginning, I'd like to address this one more time. So the last couple months, I've had an issue with my gallbladder where it's not working properly. And I've had a lot of pain and discomfort on my side. I actually have surgery scheduled for it for October 31st. And I haven't been able to eat enough to keep my electrolytes up. I knew I wasn't eating a lot. But then what happened was, you know, evidently, who knew, if you don't eat, you're going to have, you know, deficiencies and shortages and all these other things. And last Wednesday, I was doing the show and I ended up going to the hospital. And, you know, they found that I was low in things like iron and magnesium and potassium and those things. And I'm struggling to be able to eat enough right now. if I'm honest with you. So that's what's been going on. Always believe in being honest with you. We will make it through this 100%. If I do something for you with this show, if I help you out by helping you take your mind off of problems or helping you get through your day, if I help you out and I do that for you, what I will ask of you the last month is to help me out as I am, you know, battling through something that's leaving me not feeling 100%. And what you can do to help me is participate in the show. The less time I spend talking, the more energy I'm conserving, and that is very much appreciative. And you can chime in, of course, by giving us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Your calls, your texts, your emails, everybody wondering where we are, where we were, what happened, so on and so forth, very much appreciated. It tells me that you care. And I appreciate that very, 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 very much. Let's get to Jimmy, who's up next on the show. Jimmy, thanks so much for the call. You're offsides, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good, man. First off, I want to give a spurs up to the Gamecocks defense. Totally incredible. 95 plays against Georgia's offense. And then over the last three in overtime, they didn't even give up 1 yard to the explosive Georgia offense. So, spurs up to the defense. And now to the comment you made earlier, the question you had earlier, was it that thing against Georgia, just one of those things? Well, if that was true, why did we beat Kentucky and break the 5-game losing streak to Kentucky? We broke the 4-game losing streak to Georgia. I think the key to this big turnaround is Will Muschamp's reading glasses.
It seems like that. He also switched to the 4-3. He's also getting great leadership out of Ryan Helinski, right? I mean, Ryan Helinski's got the it factor. He really seems to be helping as well. And I think, I honestly believe, Jimmy, and it pains me to say this as a Florida grad, I think Florida's in trouble this weekend. I really do. Florida gets South Carolina after Auburn and LSU back-to-back, and they're missing their starting defensive ends, both of them. In this game, both have the same damn injury, if you can believe it. High ankle sprains.
Well, I think the key to South Carolina having a successful last 6 games, they need to get a more consistent running game, and then they need to find a way to get the ball to Shai Smith more, because the other teams are double-teaming and triple-teaming Brian Edwards, and Shai Smith is as fast as Deebo Samuels was. So I think that would open up the whole offense if they tried to get it to Shai Smith in some way more.
There you go. There you go. Appreciate it very, very much. Thank you for the call, man. Do appreciate that. Let's get to Billy, who's up next. Billy, got about a minute for you, brother. Go ahead.
Mark, glad to have you back. I knew what happened because I follow you on Twitter and you kept everybody updated. But trust me, I'm damn glad to have you back. So
thank you,
hopefully
buddy.
Everything goes well with your surgery.
Appreciate
anyway,
it,
listen,
man. Thank you.
This year when I predicted, yes, sir, and I mean that seriously, this year when I predicted 8-4, this is what I thought was going to happen. I thought they were going to lose one that they shouldn't have lost. I didn't think it was going to be North Carolina. I thought it might have been Appalachian State, but I did think they were going to beat one of those big three teams. I never thought it was going to be Georgia because it was on the road. I thought it would be either Alabama or Clemson. So I think so far as par for the course, I do think they're going to beat Florida too, but it depends on Helinski's, you know, being able to play at a high level. If he can't, then I think we're in trouble. If he can, then I think we're going to win. It's as simple as that, because there was a big drop-off in our offense when Joyner was in there. You could tell a difference. Just go look at the stats. It says it all. Not that he didn't try. He did the best he could, but I don't think you're going to be able to beat Florida's defense the way that it had to play if he's the only choice that they got.
Well, anyway, Billy, I think it would be fair if Ryan Helinski doesn't play, because we don't have our starting defensive ends, both of them. So we'll make that even Steven trade, okay? And now we'll have an even matchup out there. All right? But I don't know how well inexperienced defensive ends are going to do against DeCarrion Joyner's speed either.
Yeah. Well, we didn't win that game because of Helinski, let's be honest. We won it because of the defense.
100%.
As far as Will Muschamp, He's got to get one more big win, and I'll be off his firing. But until he does, and that could be this Florida game. Who knows? We'll see. Things are going okay. They could be better. They could be worse. We'll see. We'll have to wait at the end of the year. Anyway, Mark, it's good hearing you, buddy. You take care.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it. Mark is up next. Mark, got about a minute for you. Go ahead, Mark. Thanks for the call.
Okay. How you doing, Mark?
Great, man. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm an App State grad, an old guy from class 84.
You got a hell of a team now, man. You got a hell of a team.
I think so, too. I mean, we made a nice transition to FBS football. This is our fifth year, and we've won four straight bowl games. And even with the coaching change with Coach Drinkwitz coming in this year, we don't seem to be missing anything. So I was just going to kind of get your take on how you think we've done as a program making the transition to FBS and kind of what your take is on the South Carolina game coming up.
Listen, if South Carolina overlooks Appalachian State, they're going to lose. I think Appalachian State has been the poster child for how to make the transition from FCS to FBS. Appalachian State is a rightful member of the top 25, and I'm so grateful that the voters are giving them the credit they deserve. And when you schedule the way that App State does, give us UNC out of the ACC, we'll take them on. And then when you dominate your conference the way that Appalachian State is, you deserve a ton of credit. I was surprised by this, Mark. I looked at the Football Power Index for the South Carolina game, Appalachian State and South Carolina, and I was surprised to see that South Carolina is listed as an 81% favorite to win that game.
I saw that as well.
If the Gamecocks are not ready for Appalachian State, they're going to lose. They're going to lose that game. That's a really, really good little football team. Perhaps the Group of Five's representative in the New Year's Six this year. Mark, thanks so much for the phone call. Do greatly appreciate it. He hosts a popular Gamecocks podcast, and he has some splaining to do. Chris Phillips of the Spurs Up Show podcast joins us next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. You know, I'll tell you what, and some people have brought this up, that South Carolina's really turned the corner. My question to you has been, has your opinion of Will Muschamp changed? Was Saturday's game just the sun shining on a dog's ass, which happens every so often? Or was this actually Will Muschamp turning the corner as a head coach? He's finally making adjustments. After the Missouri game, he sat in the locker room and he said, this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to switch to a 4-3. Sherrod Green needed to get on the field, and you make that move, you make that change. Suddenly, you beat Kentucky in a dominating defensive performance, and you cause four turnovers against Georgia. And many of you laughed at me a week ago when I said South Carolina should expect to be where Georgia is a year from now. Who's laughing now? You beat them. You beat them in their own home stadium. And shame on Ray Tanner for issuing an apology for the stupid hedges. Rip the hedges down. You beat the damn Bulldogs in Athens, Georgia. Okay, I'm issuing an apology to nobody. You want those hedges to be unmolested? Don't lose the game. Because if you get upset between those things, I'm taking a branch. I'm taking a piece. Deal with it, Georgia fans. Joining me right now is someone who has some splaining to do. He hosts a very popular South Carolina podcast called the Spurs Up Podcast. Chris Phillips joins us right now on the line. Chris, always appreciate your time. Now, I think you and me, Chris, may be public enemies numbers one, two, and three for things that we have said over the course of this season. But I distinctly remember you doing a Periscope after the North Carolina game in which your first words were, fire Will Muschamp. Do you need to take this time to apologize to your head coach?
Well, I mean, I ate crow after the game, and the crow tasted very good because obviously what happened on Saturday, us going out and getting that W. But listen, I mean, South Carolina, after a rough start, turned the corner a little bit. You end the streak against Kentucky, and then a game where I think I'm still in shock that South Carolina was able to go into Athens and really dominate Georgia on the lines of scrimmage, dominate them on the outside. And that game, I feel like if Ryan Helinski is healthy, is probably it doesn't go down to double overtime. But, no, I mean, that was the progress we needed to see. I mean, you talked about sort of in the opener, Will Muschamp making adjustments, and that's all we wanted to see. You knew he had to end the streak against Kentucky, and he had to have one of those big-time signature wins, and that's what they got Saturday. So I said it on my show Monday, and I'll say it again. My apologies to Will Muschamp early on, but the season's not over. In my opinion, we're going to see – almost more of the coaching job or a bigger coaching job, if you will, going now, what do you do with that win against Georgia? If you have the opportunity against Florida to beat back-to-back top 10 teams. And then if you can do that, what kind of run you can go on the rest of the season.
So scale of 1 to 100. Scale of 1 to 100, Chris, with 50 being, you have no idea either way. What is your confidence level that Will Muschamp is the man long-term for South Carolina to take you where you want to go? Scale of 1 to 100, 50 is you have no idea.
I'm still 50-50 on it. I mean, even with the Georgia win, there's a lot to prove. Like I said, college football is a week-to-week game. You beat Georgia. Now what do you do with it? Because you lose to Florida. If you lose to Florida, nobody's really going to say anything. Florida's a five-point favorite. They're a top-10 team. But what if South Carolina goes on the road and gets upset in Knoxville for whatever reason? Then you've kind of undone everything you did in Athens. So, again, it's a very week-to-week league. I think all South Carolina fans, including myself, wanted to see was progress, and I don't think it was out of reason to question the progress and what was going on within the South Carolina program when you lose to North Carolina to open the season unexplainably. You go to Missouri and look completely lost. And I mean, I literally said that going into the Kentucky game, I didn't think South Carolina fans had anything to be optimistic about, but obviously there were some changes made. There's been some progress made, and that's what should have happened. So again, it's a week to week game. I feel a little better about the direction of the program after you beat Georgia. But now my bigger question is, what do you do with seven momentum, and what do you do with a signature win up in Athens?
Can you update us on Ryan Helinski's status? I think it's fair, Chris, because Florida's very likely not to have the services of their star defensive ends. Jabari Zuniga and Jonathan Grenard both have high ankle issues. I already can sense that South Carolina fans are going to tell me I'm making excuses, but I think those are reasons why you would lose, not excuses why you would lose. Those are great players. Florida's not going to have them in that game. I simply ask that you not play Ryan Helinski to balance that out, okay? Can you do that for me? Can we make that agreement? And what's the status of Ryan Helinski right now?
Well, if he's healthy, he's going to go, as he should, but now, he's good to go for Saturday, according to Will Muschamp and the coaching staff. That knee is doing fine. I'm sure they're taking it easier on him than they're letting on in practice, which is what they really should be doing. We know he's the number one guy. It sounds like he's going to be good to go. I will tell you this. From everything, it's still Will Muschamp, and it's still Will Muschamp's injury reports. And so I'm a little bit skeptical in regards to, I think Ryan's going to go. No question he's going to go. But I worry about, can he protect himself? Because even with those two guys you mentioned being out for Florida, Florida's a big, fast, physical defense. And, I mean, they're going to have a scheme to come after Ryan Helinski. So one wrong hit to that knee there, and it's just hard for me to imagine that he's going to be in there the entire game. I think Dak Joyner will probably play Saturday. But who knows? I mean, I'm sure he'll have the brace on. He might be 100%. But the Gamecocks offensive line is going to need to have one of its best games of the season to make sure he stays upright. Because, again, it was a freak play that knocked him out of that Georgia game. And, the knee is a sensitive thing, man. I mean, it's not something that heals very quickly. And it's something, if you take one wrong hit, it can knock you out of the game. So I think he's healthy. I think he's good to go. But they're just going to have to make sure they're really careful with it.
If you had to put a number 1 through 100 on Helinski's health right now, what is it? What percent is he good to go? What percent of full throttle Ryan Helinski will we get?
I mean, I think he's probably 85-90%. I'm not saying he's not healthy. What I'm saying is the knee is just a really sensitive area. You know what I mean? There's a lot of small muscles in there. And like I said, I'm sure he's good to go. And listen, at this point in the year, in every sport, but especially football, everybody's sore somewhere at this time of the year. Everybody's hurting, but they're not hurt, if that makes sense. So he's good to go. I think he's 85-90%. My biggest thing is what I'm saying is that I'm just nervous about it. Florida's bringing pressure. Like I said, they're going to try to go after him. That's going to be the biggest thing. And can he protect himself? Can he, if he takes a shot, I'll be interested to see how he reacts to taking that first hit, if you will. Because, again, he looked fine at the start of the game against Georgia, and then out of nowhere that knee kind of flared up. But as the start of the game, I think he's 90%. I think he's good to go. I don't think you're really going to notice anything. But like I said, South Carolina just got to make sure they protect him on Saturday and protect that knee.
I said last week that aside from the Georgia game, which I did not consider winnable, shame on me, that after that game, I thought the next five would be winnable. Florida, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Appalachian State, Texas A&M. I still believe these next five games are winnable games for South Carolina. Before the year, Chris, I predicted 8-4 for this team. You lost a game you weren't supposed to lose to UNC. You lost a game that was a 50-50 game before the year at Missouri, weren't really competitive. You won one no one gave you a prayer at in Georgia. I really believe this is a bowl team we're looking at. I think this team could still finish 8-4, if not 7-5.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And again, it's crazy just how week-to-week college football is, and I think that's what makes it, you know, one of the greatest sports in the world, if not the greatest. But, yeah, I mean, this is a team you're talking 2-3 weeks ago I was saying was a 3-4-win team, and you're right. I mean, I think the last five are winnable, and that, to me, again, why I said this is going to really test Will Muschamp and that coaching staff, their coaching job going into the Florida game. Because to me, the Florida game is the big X factor. If you can win that one, you're going to be favored in Knoxville. You're going to be favored against Vanderbilt. I know App State's ranked, but if you've won 3 or 4 in a row, you're going to probably be favored against those guys too. And then going to A&M, I think, is a coin flip. So, I mean, yeah, that's what to me makes the Florida game the big X factor. I mean, I know it's funny. Everybody was sleeping on Florida a few weeks ago, including myself, and they went out there and waxed Auburn at home. And I know they lost to LSU, but put up a good fight. But that Florida game to me is the X factor. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how South Carolina comes out on Saturday. But, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, the path to 7 or 8 wins is there, which is crazy considering what we were saying about this team just 2 or 3 weeks ago.
He is Chris Phillips, host an outstanding podcast, the Spurs Up Podcast. Invite you to follow him on Twitter. Invite you to check out his podcast. Also available on social media at CPhilly19 for Chris at the Spurs Up Show for his podcast. Chris, I get the sense that you're not eating crow just yet, but it's being placed in the oven. It is marinating. We will see if moving forward you have to eat a little bit more, my friend.
No doubt. Like I said, just one last thing on that is that, you know, tip of the cap to Will Muschamp, the entire coaching staff, for them making adjustments, making the progress, like you said. But when I speak long term, is Will Muschamp the guy? I'm thinking SEC championships. I'm thinking getting the levels that we're seeing at Georgia and at Clemson at. Because, I think there are a lot of coaches that come to South Carolina and win 7-8 football games a year. I know it hasn't been done a lot in their history, but when I'm talking, is he the guy? Is he the guy that's going to get South Carolina back to top 10 national ranking on the regular basis, sort of kind of what South Carolina was at during the Spurrier era? And is that maybe a little bit unrealistic? Maybe it is, but we'll have to just wait and see. But, you know, beating Georgia, beating a top 3 ranked team is a good step in that direction. And like I said, I was more than happy to be wrong about the trajectory of this season, which has probably been one of the craziest South Carolina football seasons I've ever seen. So I'm more than happy to eat my fair share of crow and would love to do again so on Saturday afternoon at Wings Rice for sure.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you, buddy. That switch to the 4-3 defense has really, really helped the Gamecocks moving forward. And, you know, sometimes it just takes a little tweak and you can really take off as a team. All right, I'm going to give you my top 10 teams in college football today. We'll do it next. We'll also tell Lonzo what fear he must address on National Face Your Fears Day. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, folks, I'd like to give you my top 10 teams in college football today. Here we go. Number 10, Texas. Yes, they're 15th in the actual poll, but who have they lost to? LSU by a touchdown, Oklahoma by a touchdown. They've only lost to top six teams in the country, ladies and gentlemen, top five teams in the country, if I'm honest with you. I do believe if you're asking me who are the 10 best teams in America, that Texas belongs, absolutely positively belongs on that particular list. Texas comes in for me today at number five, two losses to top five teams. Number nine for me is Auburn. Number 12 in the real poll, I believe this is a top 10 football team. Number eight, we are Penn State. Good road win at Iowa, close road win at Iowa, but weren't dominant at Iowa. Number seven for me, two spots higher than they are in the actual poll, the Florida Gators. The Florida Gators, folks, Florida looked like they belonged the entire game against LSU. And I hate the fact that 42-28 makes it look like LSU won going away. I said all last week I thought the 13.5-point spread was an insult. Then LSU gets the backdoor cover right there at the very end. But I think Florida is a very, very legitimate team. I think Florida's still in the college football playoff discussion, barring a loss to South Carolina this coming week. Number six for me, Oklahoma. They beat Texas. I expected them to beat Texas. I thought they were relatively unimpressive in beating Texas. Number five for me, Wisconsin. All Wisconsin does, has any team looked more dominant against the schedule they've had than Wisconsin thus far? They, to me, are number five. Who knows? They might be number one. Number four for me, Alabama. Kind of scuffled around with Texas A&M for a little while before pulling away late. They win by 18 points against the Aggies. Number three for me, LSU. Completely dominant. Defense is okay. Offense is otherworldly. Number two for me, the Clemson Tigers. Look, I expected Florida State to put up a fight. The total yards at halftime were Clemson 363, Florida State 67. That team has quit on Willie Taggart. And number one, the Ohio State Buckeyes. For me, still far and away the most impressive team that I've seen thus far. Remember, I define your resume as what you do against the schedule you have. And against the schedule they have, no team has been more dominant than Ohio State. No team has had more impressive results. The best thing you heard today is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time for the best thing we heard today. Lonzo is in charge of that today. Lonzo, what can you tell us about your selection?
This is a magnificent moment in history, and it will explain itself.
So now Rodrigo Blankenship from 42 to try and extend the game. He pulled it! Unbelievable! South Carolina wins!
You know, I'm sorry, but that guy's called one of the best kickers in all of college football. And to be the best, don't you have to perform well when it matters the most? And look, South Carolina is not off the hook here either. They missed, what did they miss? A gimme kick to win the game in the first overtime, right? And you knew you thought you were losing when that happened. But Rodrigo Blankenship missed a key kick in the SEC championship last year that would have made Georgia's lead over Alabama 17 points and virtually insurmountable. And then he misses this one, a gotta-have-it 42-yarder. All credit to South Carolina. So damn proud of that team for their unbelievable job getting that win over number three in the country. South Carolina, was this just a squirrel finding a nut, or has Will Muschamp, in fact, turned the corner?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.